I'm John DiLiberto, and I've got a great interview with bassist Eric Scott coming up. He talks about his CD of the month, In the Company of Clouds, an album that was shadowed by a diagnosis of cancer. We'll hear that in a moment, but first, before we get to our interview, I want to tell you about a new album by Lawson Rollins called 3 Minutes to Midnight. If you fell in love with the sound of Nuevo Flamenco music many years ago, then you should check out guitarist Lawson Rollins. He's a prodigious guitarist working in a multi-culti sound world. He's just released his 7th album, 3 Minutes to Midnight. It's a dozen bite-sized vignettes that he says were inspired by the urgency of the moment, the exhilaration of the speed of sound, the poignancy of the remains of the day, and the mystical power of the number 3. You can go into the mystic with Lawson Rollins on his new album, 3 Minutes to Midnight, available from Amazon, iTunes, and other retailers. And now, here's our interview with Eric Scott. You're hearing echoes, and I'm John DiLiberto. Eric Scott has seen it all. He toured the world and recorded with Alice Cooper and Flo and Eddie. He was a principal in the experimental R&B band Sonia Dada. But he stepped out of the rock and roll circus center ring and started making a quieter music. His 2009 album, Other Planets, was an Echoes CD of the Month, and now his 3rd album was a CD of the Month pick as well. It's called In the Company of Clouds, and it is serene music for troubled times. I talked with Eric Scott from his home in Northern California. Eric Scott's new album, In the Company of Clouds, started in a dark place. The working title for it was one of the tracks called The Breathing Room.
It seemed to capture that time in my life well. I mean, having been up against it with a cancer diagnosis and having been let off the hook, I'd been granted some breathing room. And it seemed to me like an apt description. And the music was me. You know, that chilled, fretless thing with a steel guitar that John plays, and it just seemed right for a title cut. But as time passed and other tracks took shape, I started to think that Breathing Room was... It just... I didn't want it to be called or thought of as, oh, it's the cancer record. You know, Breathing Room. And on the whole, it didn't seem to be as compelling or as evocative a title as I would hope for. So, gradually when I thought of In the Company of Clouds and started considering that, that seemed to capture the spirit of the music that I've been doing for the last few albums. You know, a little spaced out.
Eric Scott has been spacing out for quite a while now, but throughout the 80s and 90s, he was a journeyman bass player for many rock bands, most notably Alice Cooper.
You want it. You got it.
But his 3 albums since then, Other Planets, The Earth Bleeds, and his latest, reveal a few hints of that rockin' past.
When they're introduced to this music by saying, this is from a former bass player with Alice Cooper, they don't expect, you know, a Spanish-style, fretless, melodic duet with a medieval violin or a gospel space choir with a steel guitar. They have no idea to expect this.
There is, however, an Alice Cooper connection on the new album. One of Cooper's best-known guitarists, Steve Hunter, plays on Eric's song, Women of Avalon.
He did some of Alice's best period, the Welcome to My Nightmare albums, just before and after. And he had played with Alice up until just before I joined, as a matter of fact. And I sent him the tune, told him my ideas for it. And he enjoyed the idea that the bass was taking some of the melodic chores in such an unusual way, and so he played some of the melody, and we kind of exchanged the part. It was a brief appearance, but great.
Scott was just contemplating his new album when the cancer diagnosis came.
It was an adenocarcinoma of the esophagus. It was just right near the where the stomach meets the esophagus. I was told it was a nasty area, but I did catch it early, so that was good.
Listening to In the Company of Clouds, I can hear the cancer has an underlying theme, especially on songs like Nine Lives, which features an African-sounding choir singing a hymn of wordless vocals. Eric Scott worked out the melodies himself, but then turned it over to real singers.
And I went and found three wonderful singers whose tones were far superior to my own. Larry Batiste, Sandy Griffith, and Brian Dyer. All three from Oakland. And I met them. They came down and they sang just like angels. Did all the parts that I had done perfectly, naturally. And then I gave them each a spontaneous track where they did the little bits. And Brian came up with that, what sounds kind of, to me, a little African, the African vibe. And I just love that. It does have a certain hymnal type of thing. It just feels like that. But again, it wasn't all that premeditated.
Important player on In the Company of Clouds is Chicago-based pedal steel guitarist John Perricello. He's been playing on Eric Scott's albums from the beginning, but he is all over In the Company of Clouds. I spoke to Perricello on the phone from Chicago.
This last session that he came into town last year, and he set up, and we just started breezing through these songs like they were nothing. You know, I mean, it was just a very natural thing. And I hadn't realized that we had touched upon as many songs as we had until we got the record. And I was like, boy, I'm on every track here.
As much as I use effects in the upper registers and disguise the bass into whatever I can make it sound like on that four-string instrument, it would be too static sounding. So I always had another instrument on each track, whether it's acoustic guitar or a piano or a steel guitar. And the steel guitar has a certain seductive appeal when combined with fretless melodic lines. It's really a soothing cloud of opiated music.
At the root of Eric Scott's music is the root instrument, the electric bass. But Eric has done something magical that is much different than most albums that use bass as a lead instrument. John Perricello.
I know a lot of bass players and have heard a lot of bass-specific albums. And usually it's mostly, you know, acrobatics going on, which is cool in its own sense, but Eric's more like, he uses his bass more like a singer. You know, like it's a voice, and he's got a great ear for melody.
Eric Scott is among the most positive thinking musicians I've run across, and although his cancer is an underlying shadow on In the Company of Clouds, it isn't what defines Eric or the album.
I knew one of the questions was going to be kind of along these lines, and it made me think this morning as I was wandering around going, what's John going to ask? Is it reminds me about not to fritter away your time, because it's, you never know when it's going to end. At least now I've been warned. I said, hey, you know, pay attention. Get what you want to get done.
Eric Scott's latest album is In the Company of Clouds. It was Echo's December 2015 CD of the month. Thanks for tuning in to the Echoes podcast today. For more great interviews like this, become a member of Echoes Online. That's where you can hear Echoes on demand with our iPhone and Droid apps. Go to echoes.org to find out more. I'm John DiLiberto. Be sure to keep an eye out for more Echoes interviews at echoes.org or the Echoes newsletter.